92.3 News Radio, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we have Malcolm Ballinger
Good
here with
morning.
Us. Good morning, Malcolm. How you doing this Monday morning?
I am great. Thank you on this. I was going to say Chamber of Commerce Day. I think that's...
It's a little cloudy. Just a little cloudy for a Chamber of Commerce.
The temperature
day.
Is just
well, that's true.
Beautiful.
That's very true.
Yes.
So tell me, how are you? How was your weekend? What's going on in the world of Ballinger? Well, first of all, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Yes, I did a little bit of celebrating.
Yeah, you had a big birthday over the weekend.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Happy birthday.
I'm not going to say which one.
That's okay. Everyone that keep is a good one. That's my philosophy now.
Yes,
everyone's a good one. The year doesn't matter.
Better than the alternative.
That's
yeah.
right. Better than
yeah.
the alternative.
Well, first thing. I want to get on my soapbox. Can I do that?
You can, as long as you're not too, you know.
Well, it's a little bit of a old subject, but I don't know if you remember those birds that were around downtown, those horrible things, very dangerous scooters. Well, we did away with them, thank goodness, but kept the VO ones, which, frankly, I'm not too fond of. But we've come to the point of sort of tolerating the things. And are we just doing some adjustment on the headphones? There we are. Thank you. We've sort of come to, I'd say, tolerate them, even though the main usage has been basically teenagers and young people buzzing around town, particularly late at night. And... I think a big issue, frankly, is that they rarely seem to observe traffic rules, traffic lights and stop signs, and I think it's very dangerous. Well, again, I've noticed an increase in younger people putting their kids on these bikes. There were three instances last week, and I just cringed.
When you say kids, what
age
are
you? I mean, I'm talking about 2 and 3 year old
Ooh.
Babies. On Palafox Street, there was a mother, and behind her was a child that was could not have been more than 3 years old, sort of hanging on to the mom, going at speed up Palafox Street. I just cringed.
Oh, no.
I mean, I just cannot imagine that any parent would do this. It is just beyond belief. And there were three occasions last week, and so... I just want to say, if you're one of those, please don't do that.
It's so dangerous that no helmet or anything
no
like
helmet.
That.
No helmet. No.
No safety belt. No, nothing.
If I had my way, I would ban the whole darn things. I know other cities. I read recently that Paris has banned them. I guess similar reasons that we should. I think they're dangerous. I don't think they bring any benefit to the town. Or particularly the downtown, in any way, shape, or form. So, now, that's not a new position. Anybody who listens to the show knows that I've griped about them. And they're probably saying, oh, dear, I wish he'd get off his darn soapbox about this. but
well,
I'm
know.
Sorry, I had to say it.
You do a lot for this community. You care about this community.
Well,
so
I care about that three-year-old little girl if she were to fall off.
Yes.
You got to know there's a terrible accident going to happen if this continues.
Well, even adults, unfortunately.
Yes, even adults, yes.
So it's tricky.
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of accidents with those, and they generally go unreported. They're just not safe, and again, I wish we could just turn our back on, just send them back and be done.
Okay, then.
Now, I've got that off my chest.
Okay, then.
By the way, if anybody agrees or disagrees, then please text in and tell me.
850-437-1620.
I can't imagine that anybody would disagree that kids should not be passengers on those things. They may be in favor of the VO scooters, but certainly not young kids.
Well, I like bicycling, just good old-fashioned bicycling. And I think that's when you say Paris, I have images of... when you'd see all the people bicycling, especially in Europe, they really do that in lieu of cars, especially if you eliminate cars altogether and have the cyclists. that creates a pedestrian cyclist kind of environment. It's very open and free, and that I love. But to have the bikes, the e-bikes, pedestrians and cars and trucks starts to create a whole different thing.
Yes, I agree. I often stand, as I come out of my office on the corner of Jefferson Street and Garden Street, I often see them whizzing up Jefferson Street, approaching the traffic light at Garden Street. They give a quick glance either way and go straight across, don't stop. And I just thinking, oh my Lord, if they just don't see a vehicle or out of the corner of their eye, there's going to be a terrible accident. Fortunately, they've always gotten away with it, but you know that won't happen forever.
The odds are not good.
Yeah.
The odds are not good.
Yes. Enough of that.
On that note,
let's get on to happier things.
Yes. So we had the Pensacola Magazine.
Yes. We actually have
a beautiful cover.
I don't think we've talked about this.
Not yet. Not since I've been in my second week now.
Yes. So. Well, our favorite subject. Well, second favorite subject, food. First subject is beer.
But the cover, if you haven't seen it yet, you've got to pick up a copy of Pensacola Magazine. You've got to tell me what is on. It's food. On the cover.
Food.
And it looks phenomenal. So now I'm looking up what is on the cover. Because now I want to go wherever that is, I want to go order it and have it for lunch.
And if you go to page, 27.
Okay.
Elevated Sides.
Oh.
Cream cheese macaroni.
Okay.
That is from, our good friends at Jackson's.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yes.
Of
Miller.
Okay, that works. Well, they've one of the best.
By the way,
Irv's one of the best chefs in town, of course.
By the way, I shall be eating my Thanksgiving dinner at Jackson.
They are doing a special thing, aren't they?
Yes, I have done it before. When I'm not out of town, I rather than do all the cooking, which wouldn't happen at my house anyway. I eat at Jackson's, and I highly recommend it.
Oh,
if it's just two of you.
Yeah, eating out and everything's taken care of. You take a little something home for sandwiches later.
Mm.
And the kitchen's clean when you get home. You don't have to do any dishes. It's a wonderful way to celebrate.
The only thing that gets used in my kitchen is the air fryer and the microwave.
Okay. There you go. That's perfect.
But there's a whole list of several pages of recipes there. Wild mushroom and green bean.
Sounds yummy.
With crispy, you say shallots, don't you? Shallots?
I say shallots.
Shallots. In England, we say shallots.
Shallots?
Yeah.
That sounds like shallots. A board game. Let's play a little game round of shallots.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah. All right, Malcolm, we're going to come back in just a minute. We're going to take a little break here. I'm on with News Radio 92.3 with Pep Talk. Today, our guest is Malcolm Ballinger. It's informative, local, dependable. We're talking about Pensacola Magazine. If you have a question or would like to talk to Malcolm, just text us at 850-437-1620, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh,
I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Join Dawn from Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus tomorrow at 10 with her guest Sarah Kay on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The topic will be answering common questions about senior health. Text or call in your questions to 850-437-1620. Join Dawn from Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. This is Meg with Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel. And our guest today, Malcolm Ballinger. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning again.
So we got a lovely text, a photo. I love when people send in photos because last week we gave away some hockey tickets and our winner sent in a picture and it says, thanks for the hockey tickets for last Saturday. I'm the guy at the back with the fedora on, Randy. And it's a great photo of the four of them with the crowd and he's got his hat on and looks like they're having a great time.
You cannot not. Wait, we'll say that again. You must have a good time
That's
at
right.
the hockey game.
I think they call that a double negative.
Negative, yes.
You cannot not have a good time. So speaking of which, I believe we have some tickets to give away for next...
Yes, we do.
This Sunday.
No,
next Wednesday. That's
it's
right.
A week from Wednesday.
Okay, a week from this Wednesday.
I guess it's Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, the 27th.
So four people can go to the hockey game and scream and shout, stamp their feet, and work up an appetite for Thanksgiving dinner.
Sounds like a plan, because everybody will be off that night.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So everybody's going to be off and ready to go.
Game.
In fact, this might be moms. This is a good thing to win.
Ooh.
So while you're in the kitchen cooking, you can get everybody out of the kitchen. Send the boys away.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the question? How do they win?
What you have to do is text in your name and email address.
Mm-hmm.
And I will email the tickets to you
if
you are the winner.
All right.
But you must answer this easy question.
If you could see the look in his eye right now, I just feel like he's up to something. All right, what's the question, Malcolm?
All you have to do is say, I dislike VOs or scooters, or I like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just have to state an opinion.
And they're called VOs? Yes,
they're called VO.
Okay.
But those scooter
I like
things.
Scooters, or I don't like. We're talking about the electric ones.
Yes.
Yes, so.
The ones downtown
that
you rent.
All right.
You like them or you don't.
All right, so do that right now. News Radio 92.3
And I won't
Texas.
Hold it against you if you do like them. You'll still get the tickets
All
if
right.
you're the first one.
Text in at 850-437-1620, and we'll announce the winner in just a couple minutes here.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. We were talking about Pensacola Magazine.
Yeah, they're saying he does go on about those scooters. We should stop. He's got a one-track mind.
It's clearly he's on a roll. Okay.
Now,
back to
Pensacola Magazine. In the business climate section, on page 44, is a article about impact.
Impact 100.
Impact 100. I was honored to be there, as I always am, for the meeting, and I always take a photo of the winners. But I also, usually have a lot of friends that are up. Are competing for.
Well, it started, was it 10 years ago, I guess?
No,
20
years ago.
Yeah, I was involved in the very first couple of years when Debbie Ritchie initially, and it was just 100 people. And now they're giving away, how much this year did they give away? Oh,
they
my
gave
God.
Away, I think it was a million.
There's like 1,000 people now in the there
were,
100.
I think there were 11 awards, just a little over, 12 awards.
So what happens is that each person that wants to be a part of it donates $1,000, and then as a whole, they come together and they have different grants, so arts and culture, education, environment and recreation, family, different categories, health and wellness. So then they give out grants to all these different organizations.
And the thing that I like most about this program is they don't just sign a check for $110,000 and here you are.
Right.
They monitor what the money is spent on. So, for instance, if you get an award to build a new building, then they monitor and they pay the money as it's the builder requires, etc., and inspect and keep just keep note of to ensure that the program is followed.
Well, there's accountability.
Yes,
which is important.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Very important.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to ask you a question. It's kind of unusual for you to be there, isn't it? Was there a reason that you were there, Malcolm?
Well, the reason I'm there is actually in the 20-odd years that they've had this, I've always been there.
Aha.
In fact, they say, apart from the supervisor of elections, I was the only male amongst 500 ladies.
This does Which not surprise me.
You know me.
Yes, I do. So this doesn't surprise me at all. However, getting back to why you were there this year, you were given a very special award.
Well, thank you. I'm blushing.
I see.
Visibly.
I very rare, but he is.
They created what they call the Himpact Award Medal. And I received the first one. And for contributions to Impact 100. So I was very honored. I was really touched. I have a lot of, as you know, a lot of affection for Impact 100. I think they've done so many incredible things. And I was just really touched to receive my Impact medal.
And well deserved.
Well, thank you.
Well deserved. All right, we've got some texts that came in.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if the listeners agree with you or not.
But well, that's not surprising.
We have smart listeners who are all saying they dislike the scooters.
Oh.
So we have a big group of those. I have one listener that wrote in that they like the scooters. So it's up to you, Malcolm. Do you want to go with a dislike or a like?
Well, we have to go with the first one.
The dislike. Oh, the first one.
Was he the first one?
No.
Or she?
No. So you want to go with the first one?
It has to be the first one.
All right. Hang on a minute. Hang on. Let me see.
You've got to keep it fair. I don't want to impose my views on the result.
So it looks like Marcus won. He won four tickets. Marcus B, I'll just leave it anonymous there, and won the four tickets. And Marcus apparently agrees with you and dislikes the scooters.
Oh, well. Double celebration.
All right. With that, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk, informative, local, dependable. We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits. Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Tune in today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as the special guest will be Chief Dan Helms from the Santa Rosa Creek Band to discuss the upcoming 2024 Creek Fest, a Creek Indian cultural experience on November 23rd and 24th in Milton on William Norris Road. Hear all about the Liven Creek Village, the petting zoo and crafts, and all the fun. Get all the details today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Meg with Pep Talk at Pensacola's expert panel, and the expert in the house is Malcolm Ballinger.
I don't know that I've ever been called an expert.
But... Oh, I think you probably might be an expert on publishing, for example, all the magazines you produce.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm guessing you're an expert on scooters.
Let's change the subject.
Okay,
here for
let's
a
change the subject. We got a couple minutes left
page
here.
Page 20.
Page 20, okay.
Page 20 is a two-page picture, aerial picture of Bruce Beach Revitalization Project.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
I have heard nothing but good things so far from the people. I haven't had a chance to get out there, and I'm on my list of to-dos, but I've heard that it's beautifully laid out. The landscaping is new, obviously, but you can tell what it's going to grow into that is really going to be beautiful.
Yes. I think, well, one of the things that many people feel strongly about is that the waterfront should be accessible to all. I mean, obviously, there are developments along, and that's fine, but there has to be meaningful access to the water, and this does that, and it's beautiful as well. They've done an incredible job.
Tell where it is, because someone might be listening this morning and has no idea where Bruce Beach is.
Yeah, it is, it's across the street from the old wastewater plant, which is now flat.
Flat land.
But it's next to Nick's Boathouse and...
west of Nick's Boathouse, right? In the Maritime Park.
Yes, and just to the west of the Maritime Park. That's right. And to the east of Joe Patty's.
Correct. I think right that in that big area there.
Yes.
That's just been empty for forever, it feels like.
As long as I've lived.
At least 20 years.
Yeah.
Right.
At least 20 years, yeah. And now it's, it's not only beautiful landscaping, but again, access to the waterfront, which I think is so paramount.
Well, one thing that I love about this magazine is I'm looking right now, and it has a whole calendar of events. So when you go past the Bruce, Bruce Beach layout, just so many of the things that are coming up, and I think you all do an amazing job. We're going to be talking with the folks from Creek Fest coming up next, and you have that in here.
Yes.
And we're out of time, Malcolm, already.
Oh, dear. I was going to mention the ad on page 41 of Station of the Year.
Yes.
News Radio and Country 98.
We're both
so congratulations.
We're all award winners this morning, and so are you. It's Monday morning. You're the
Everybody's
best.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy. Have a great day. We'll be back shortly to talk about Creek Fest with News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk, informative, local, dependable.